Early this morning, 17 bombers returned from the Ruhr. 3 are missing, believed shot down. 1 is missing, believed stolen. Any person who has seen a brown Wellington with RAF markings should report this immediately to the airmen.
Utter rubbish. Well, what do you make of it?
Incredible, Skipper. That news broadcast must have been made some 30-odd years ago.
Well, it is a very old radio.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't explain it. I mean, you should be getting today's programmes, even if it is an old radio.
I know that. I'm not a complete Charlie.
Do you get normal programmes on this radio as well?
Normal? Of course not. I dug this set-up from an old country sale. I like the look of it.
But it's 1970 now. That report was in 1942. I remember it well. We're in a sort of time warp, I've reason to believe. That news broadcast could have bounced off Mars, come all the way back all these years later. There's a lot of it about.
A lot of what?
Whatever it is. You don't read about it in the papers. I mean, not full story. UFOs, sightings, crop patterns. Look, the point is, what are we going to do about it? I think we should report it.
Report it? Who to?
To whom it may concern. Perhaps the Defence Ministry.
The Ministry for Defence? What's it got to do with that load of wobblies?
Oh, probably they will give us a very thorough psychological testing. No doubt we could stand up to that, Teddy.
I don't want to stand up to it, Dennis. I don't want to be psychologically tested. I don't have any psychology.
Okay, don't flap.
I am not flapping. I can listen to my own radio if I want to. It's a free country. It's what we fought for, by God. I only brought you in on it to make sure I wasn't hearing things on my own.
You worry about that, do you?
What?
Hearing voices.
I worry about hearing yours. No, I don't. You heard it as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's an amazing psychic phenomenon. Someone should write a treatise on it.
What, you mean some sort of professorial paper?
Yes. I mean, it's more than static bounce, I tell you that.
Oh, really? I'm glad you know all about these things.
Do these broadcasts come in any particular sequence?
No, you never tell. It's all mixed up.
Like a teenager in love.
Oh, very funny.
You mean it's likely to be, say, the landings at Anzio, then Dunkirk?
Those were your battle honours, weren't they? Or dishonours?
I mean, do you get a day-by-day account of the war?
No, I don't. I don't listen to the news every day. I prefer workers' playtime, actually. Look, as far as I'm concerned, it's a wonky radio. If I could find someone to take it back to, that's what I do, and complain vigorously. Turn it on again a moment. See what we get this time.
We'll go, Skipper. Boys, heads down.
Arnhem. Oh,
we're here in Arnhem now.
The man by storm. We've got this side of the bridge, the hands of the other. Through a small arc fire. Ah, the heavier stuff is coming in now.
Tin hats on.
We are having tea.
Tea?
Nobody's getting let us from home at the moment, but please, keep writing and getting all those balaclavas.
Balaclavas, please, float. Of course, one should never buy electrical goods without a guarantee. I mean, that pop-up toaster we bought last month, it never popped up.
No, it should have popped up.
Well, it didn't.
So that doesn't explain the radio, Skipper.
No. It was the fall of Singapore last week.
Yeah. Now, that should never have happened. The Japs came overland, you see, which everyone considered most unfair, as our guns were pointing out to sea. I mean, it wasn't cricket.
The Nips don't play cricket.
Yeah, it's more's a pity. Anyway, another thing. We clearly marked on our maps, jungle impenetrable. Now, obviously, the Japs had written on their maps, jungle penetrable.
You weren't there, so shut up about it.
Oh, sorry.
Now, look, we have not spoken about this affair.
Mum's a word.
Let's get on with it.
Yes, let's get on with it. Get on with what?
Have you checked the guest rooms?
Yes, there aren't any.
What?
No guests. I looked under the beds, nobody's there.
Well, that tallies with the register. Now, Dennis, this is the first day of the season. The summer season.
I now declare this hotel open.
And get the bar ready.
Right, sir.
Now, all guests will get an issue of soap, which they will sign for.
Wilco, in triplicate.
No, they won't get 3 bars of soap, you fool. Morning tea will be at 0600 hours. Breakfast, 0750.
0730 on parade for a head count. It's all there early, Teddy. They'll want a lie-in.
A lie-in? We mustn't let the guests run the hotel. They never complained about my eccentricities before. It's one of the attractions of the place.
Oh, it's like a theme park stalag, a Cornish cold dish.
I dispute that.
Yeah, well, you get the order, Skipper. I'm sure you'll be an inspiration to us all this season. You'll keep morale high. It won't be easy, but holidays never are. We must be prepared to make sacrifices, make do and mend. Tighten our belts, stand in shop doorways when it's raining.
Oh, I find it difficult without Molly.
Yeah, so do I.
But you're not married to her. Oh, what a time to go and visit her sister. Why couldn't she have gone in February?
She did. She hasn't come back.
Oh. Well, I haven't looked at a calendar for months. But don't just stand there like a wet weekend polishing those glasses. Get those light ales stacked and I'll polish the glasses.
Right.
Whew. I've always seen it through, you know.
We expect that of Wing Commander Teddy Wilmot, TFC and Bar. But it's not always a virtue.
What do you mean?
Well, it's hell here on the moor in the winter. Your nerves are shot to pieces, Skipper. With business worries, creditors at the door, supply problems from the breweries. You don't get medals for going broke in Sibby Street. More's the pity. Stiff upper lip's no good.
You're a defeatist, Dennis. A failure.
You're right.
The till's full of your IOUs.
Well, someone's got to keep you company drinking, Teddy.
That's ripe. I keep you company.
Look, it's time you sold up, Skipper. Molly's had enough.
Oh, yes?
She's done her bit.
Who asked you?
I venture the opinion.
I do not require advice from an undischarged bankrupt.
I see. All right, if that's how you feel.
I'm sorry. I know you've had a lot of hard luck, Dennis, but you're the type that attracts it. You're a loser with a very dubious war record.
One hero around here is enough, hmm?
When I was over the Ruhr, let me tell you, I swore I'd get back with the help of Lady Luck and my lucky rabbit's paw. Oh, yes, you can see her.
I'm not sneering.
But I kept that picture in my mind. Of a little pub, somewhere away from it all.
Oh, build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by. And it all came true. You did marry Flairpath Molly, who was always waiting for you at the end of the runway. But the party's over now. There aren't going to be any more commendations, Skipper.
No, they never gave a campaign medal for Bomber Command, did they?
No, because they were too embarrassed after Dresden.
Get out!
What?
You're fired.
I know. You fired me 3 times this week already.
Have I? Well, let that be a warning to you.
Of course. Right. That's done.
Have you checked the bed linen?
Yes.
Is it damp?
No, but I could sprinkle it.
You're a great loss at the music hall.
I wanted to be a juggler at one time, but I couldn't keep the balls in the air.
I didn't know you had any balls. I heard you lost your wedding tackle at Anzio.
Yeah, that's a downright lie.
Well, it's your wife who's spreading it since she threw you out.
Well, unfortunately, she doesn't understand trauma.
Did you tread on that pencil mine on the beachhead, or did you not?
Yes, I did. My whole life flashed before me. I knew I'd be for it as soon as I took my foot off.
How long were you standing on the mine?
About 7 hours.
Your entire life was a flash before you in slow motion.
Yeah, well, it's like being at the cinema. Very entertaining, but no popcorn. I regretted not joining the RAF. I remember that. Right, I'm off.
Have you fed the chickens?
No, I thought we'd take them into Penzance later for a meal.
Oh, very good. Who needs Jimmy Edwards? You know you're all trouble, Dennis. You can't be serious about anything.
I am serious about you and Molly. These damp winters are killing her. Overwork seasons, debt. Your dreams are becoming a nightmare, Teddy. Look, old man. Sell up before they force you to. Or you'll be out on the moor without a pot to piss in.
You're forgetting my lucky rabbit's paw, aren't you? Lady Luck has never deserted me.
Molly did mention Malta and the possibility of buying a small boarding house there.
Malta? Did she? It's the first I heard about it.
Well, it is the George Cross Island. And with your DFC, you should go well together.
Everyone's making plans for me behind my back. My barman, my wife, all the defaulters and sick malingerers think they know better than the skipper, eh? Well, they don't.
You've never cracked, have you, Teddy?
No, I haven't. And I never will.
God, I admire you, Winko.
Sarcastic bugger. Get out.
All right. I'm going.
Don't forget to collect the eggs. They're the round things in the coop.
Yeah. Nothing like a fresh egg. Jumbo Bidgood, he was known in the squadron. He could scrounge up anything, old Jumbo. He got shot down in France. 2 weeks later, he's back home with a satchel full of eggs, Camembert and Beaujolais 39. He had the French resistance organized like a Homer colonial. Trouble with Jumbo was he began to believe the statistics, which were frightful in 1942. He worked it all out on the back of a packet of woodbines and showed me. He said, statistically, I'm dead, Skipper. He bought it. He went for the big chop on his next op. It was my duty to go through his effects. Just as well I did. We found all the mess silver that had gone missing.
Yes? Oh, I'm frightfully sorry. What for? Banging the bell like that.
That's what it's there for. You don't need to apologize.
Oh, I do. For most things. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Did you want something?
Yeah, I wanted to apologize.
But you've done that. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes. I imagine you have a room available.
You may imagine what you like.
Oh, thank you. Well, that is, I would like a room. Here.
I'm sorry, we're fully booked.
Oh, I can't believe that at this time of the year.
Oh, can't you?
No. That is, I'd prefer to believe otherwise.
Your beliefs, sir, are your own business.
Oh, thank you for reminding me of that. We live in a country which allows us this privilege, freedom of belief. One for which one must be prepared to die, if necessary, wouldn't you say? But regarding rooms...
Rooms?
Rooms in general. And yours in particular. I feel sure you have a room available. In fact, I'm convinced of it.
I will not argue with your conviction, sir.
Thank you.
But my rooms are my regulars. I'm not in the habit of taking any hoi polloi in mufti who's roamed in off the motor road.
Oh, I'm in complete agreement with that these days. However, if I became a regular, one of your regulars, that would surely cover it.
But you're not a regular.
Oh, everyone must start somewhere, some bright day.
What guarantee have I got that you'd come back next year?
Oh, none at all. But if I may put it another way, sir, with all humility, what guarantee have I that you would take me back next year?
None. You'd have to take it on trust.
It seems that trust is the keynote here.
Very much so. Well, as a special concession, I am willing to book you in for a trial period.
Hallelujah! The clouds have parted. So, I'll be an apprentice guest, so to speak. Good. Nothing wrong with that.
No. You are my first visitor this season.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to barge in.
Well, it's broken the ice.
Oh, quite. The name's Donnelly, if you're going to put it in the register.
I am not ready to do that.
Oh, quite. Please don't think I'm being pushy. No hurry. Only I'd like to see something in writing sometime.
Here's your key. Just sign for the soap.
Oh, right. I won't unwrap it ever.
That's your business. I won't be expecting it back.
Thank you. What is my room number, if you please?
Your room hasn't got a number.
I see.
It fell off during the winter.
A lot of things fell off this winter. But we keep going, don't we? It's the only way. Forward.
Dinner is sharp at 1800 hours, and the radio is out of bounds to all ranks.
Oh, I am glad you told me that. Frankly, I'm glad for you to tell me anything. It's a lonely old life. Not that I push myself on people. Oh, I can keep my trap shut and watch the world go by.
I'm sure you'll have a nice stay, Mr. Donnelly.
Captain Donnelly, if you don't mind.
Captain Donnelly?
Yes.
I see.
How will I recognize my room, Mr....
Wing Commander. Wing Commander Wilmot.
Oh, I met a few of those in my time.
Your room is straight up the stairs. The one without a number plate.
I would prefer something. Even if it were chalked on. Even prisoners have numbers, by God. And, of course, all the rest of the guests will have room numbers. When they arrive, and if they ask me what room I'm staying in, I'll be stuck for an answer. I'll be different, won't I, from the others? Yet again?
That's happened again?
Oh, I don't suppose it matters, but it must do to me, or I wouldn't have mentioned it. I've always felt different from the others, even in the schoolyard.
Do you require an early morning call, Captain Donnelly?
Oh, will the others be having one?
There are no others.
Of course. So I'm put in the position of pathfinder, is that it? I set the precedent, eh? Do I want an early morning call? I'm down here on holiday. I want to avoid making decisions. So you decide whether I want an early morning bloody call or not, because that's what I pay you for.
Well, if I do make the decision, don't complain later if you're up at 0500 hours.
Oh, don't worry, Wing Commander. I'm no whinger.
Now, have you brought any luggage, Captain Donnelly?
No, but I could get some if you prefer it.
It is normal.
Normal. That's for me. I shall definitely see to it. That is, it's on the way. I recollect there. Lots of normal luggage.
I love normal luggage. So that's settled. We must have a little chinwag later. I'll just have a little snoop around before whatever's next. Ta-ta for now.
TTFN. My God. How did he get under the radar? Bandits at 3 o'clock. Scramble, scramble.
Dennis!
Oh.
And here, at Alame.
Alame, nice.
The bell art is terrific.
Yes.
The whole sky is lit up. The ground is purpling.
I bet it is.
It is an awesome spectacle. Fascinating to behold, defying the heavens. Jerry seems to be dazed. Demoralized.
No surprise.
Though he is throwing a bit of stuff back at us, it doesn't seem to be doing much damage.
Yes. Oh, well, that's a big one.
Oh, we seem to have lost Fred Barley, our BBC war correspondent, at El Alamein.
Oh, poor old Fred.
He will be sorely missed by many of us. Fred loved music and the scout movement, and perhaps this piece will best remind us of those days round the campfire, passing round those naughty postcards.
Leave that radio alone, will you? Turn the bloody thing off. As soon as my back's turned, you're fiddling with it.
All right. Keep your shirt on, Skipper. Here, listen. Perhaps the Martians are doctoring these news broadcasts before they bounce them back. Letting us know they have a sense of humor, reassuring us before they arrive.
If you're interested, Dennis, you might like to know I have booked in a guest, taking his name and number.
Oh, I say that took guts, Skipper. Congratulations. Where's he come from? Is he one of ours?
No, first timer.
Good God.
I'm not at all sure about him. Goes by the moniker of Donnelly. Captain Donnelly.
Royal Navy.
No, your mob, by the cut of his jib.
Did he look the type to pay his mess bill?
Yes, but that's the least of our problems.
Thank God. We need the money.
I don't like strangers roaming around the house.
Well, that's what happens when you run a hotel. It gets overrun with strangers. It's the name of the game.
Look, you've got to get rid of this Donnelly fellow. I don't like him. He gives me the willies.
Steady, Teddy, don't panic. He's your first guest of the season. You're bound to feel a bit shaky. Here, have a noggin.
What? Oh, yeah. I don't mind if I do.
Oh, very good. Colonel Chinstrap.
I mean, the bloody wanted to talk to me. Have a chinwag, he called it. I abhor small talk. Careless talk costs lives. If you want to know the target for tonight, ask the barmaid and the dog and duck. Tell the captain we've got a coach booking. I mean, get rid of that man. Do what you have to do to get him off the station.
We'll go, Skipper. Roger now. Hey. Cheers.
Bye now.
Down the hatch.
Happy landings.
First of date. That man again.
That's a grand show, that Etma. Tommy Hanley's worth a squadron of tanks, would you say?
It helped to keep morale up in those days.
Oh, it does. It does.
Can I help you, sir?
Well, I'd like to give your skipper my ration book so we can tip out the coupons for the days I'm here.
Really?
Is that a problem?
Well, it might be.
I'd have thought it was more of a problem if I didn't have a ration book. Unless you're all doing so well in these parts of the black market, you've forgotten there's a war on.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I see. Yes. Right. You're Captain Donnelly, I take it. Right. I have a message for you. We're full up.
Oh, I thought the hotel was empty.
Oh, you've been misinformed.
As a matter of policy?
No. It's a matter of vagueness on the part of the skipper. Sorry.
I don't see anyone around.
Oh, they're not here yet. We're expecting a coastload of wrens.
Where from?
Plymouth.
Plymouth? Why would they come out here? To the moor?
Well, they've been evacuated because of the bombing.
Ah, that sounds good to me.
Well, I'll get quartered elsewhere and pop back for a drink this evening. Incidentally, by the way, have you seen this man? I'm looking for a fella. I have a picture of him here in uniform. But God knows what he looks like now.
Where was this taken?
Italy. Monte Cassino. He's the one standing by the big gun.
What about the rest of them?
Oh, they're still with the battery.
No, I haven't seen him at all.
About your height?
I'm average.
Yes. I'll be off then. I'm sorry I can't billet here, but I'm not going to whinge about it.
I can't abide whingers. Shoot a lot of them. We're well off here compared to the boys at the front, wouldn't you say?
I would.
Arrivederci.
Ciao. Italy. Monte Cassino.
Has he gone? That Captain Donnelly?
Yeah. Oh. He wanted to give me the ration book.
The Bounder ration book?
Seemed to think we were still in the war.
Which one?
World War II, I think, at the moment.
He's doolally, that one. Still thinks the war's on.
Unfortunately, he caught me listening to Itmar, so that compounded the error somewhat.
You bloody fool, I told you to keep away from that radio. This Captain Donnelly, so-called, he could be from anywhere. He could be from the Ministry of Defense, couldn't he? Checking up on the radio.
You mean he's not Barmy after all? He's in a time slip.
I don't care if he's in a pink slip. How the hell do I know what he's in? Damn and blast you, Dennis. You've landed us in hot water now.
He was looking for someone specifically.
Of course he was. Snoopers always are.
Anyway, I got rid of him. I told him we were expecting a party of wrens from Plymouth.
Oh, that's very useful. That'll go in our files.
What files?
Whatever files they are keeping.
Oh, well, I thought it was better to humour him.
You do not humour doctors.
I don't think he's a doctor.
We don't know that. He could be checking up on our state of mind. We should stay in 1970.
We are in 1970.
Well, make a note of it and keep your trap shut. Oh, just pour the drinks through. I'll do it. Oh, what is the matter with you? You're shaking. Anyone would think he was looking for you.
I'm afraid he is. A damn close shave.
Look, this won't last. We just see it through, all right?
Okay, Skipper. Isn't it a bit early for drinks?
We had one earlier.
That was the hair of the dog.
So ring this one up and put another one of your IOUs in the till.
Oh, it's on me, is it?
You bet it is.
Right.
I've got to put some business in the books, Dennis.
Right. Cheers, then.
Van-ho.
Up, periscope.
Down the hatch. Oh. Now, Dennis, I don't want this to turn into a session.
We never do, but it often does.
You look like you've seen a ghost. What is the matter with you, man? It's Donnelly, isn't it?
He had a photograph of me with my 25-pounders in Italy.
Did he? Are you sure? Well, one bunch of squaddies looks much like another, squinting in the sunlight.
Yeah, and he ringed me with a pencil. It's me he's looking for, all right.
Is he a relative?
I don't have relatives. I think he's military police. He's come looking for me through time.
So they can't do that, can they?
We don't know what they can do. Damn red caps nosing around.
Ooh. Another?
Don't mind if I do.
In the normal course of events, I wouldn't be giving you another drink, but I think you need one. You've had a shock, Bombardier.
It's like Time and the Conways, the Priestley play, or Inspector Calls.
You see too many of these avant-garde plays, Dennis. You'd be better off at the windmill. Here.
All right, thanks. Cheers.
Bang-ho.
Down the hatch.
Shot away. Dennis, you have been drinking too much recently. It wouldn't surprise me if you'd had an attack of the DTs, been seeing things, hearing things.
Yeah, but with you...
But I don't read into things like you do. There's some clear water between us, believe me. Now, for God's sake, talk about something else. You're only making things worse.
Well, I have been having some rather acute emotional problems lately.
You mean your wife kicked you out and her dog bit you?
Yeah. I think I've been going through a period of adjustment.
You couldn't adjust your dress before leaving the toilet. And the cheek of it is, you turn round and advise me on my business, my marriage.
I want you to learn from my mistakes, chum.
Oh, I have learned. Don't worry, old boy. You're dead in the water, Dennis. You've gone belly up, and the yellow streak is showing.
If you say so, Teddy. I was explaining my trauma.
Oh, don't come to me with your talk of traumas. Your war stories are as wonky as your left leg. I'm not surprised someone's come looking for you. You don't add up, Dennis. There's a bit missing. You think you can chat me up like some Lion's Corner House nippy looking for a knee tremble in the Strand?
Oh, Regent's Palace Hotel, please.
I am not impressed by your charms.
I'm relieved they're wasted on you. I think we should have two light owls to go with our chasers.
Very well.
On me again. Actually, Babs and I get along very well these days.
She's living with some other bod, isn't she?
Currently, that is the state of play.
State of foreplay.
Well, it's not my fault I trod on that damn pencil mine.
Look, you can't live off that one forever, old boy. I'm frightfully sorry. How are you planning to pay these IOUs, by the way, may I ask?
From my wages owed for the last 3 months.
Your trouble is, Dennis, you lack moral fibre. We had a lot of that in the squadron in 43. Chaps refusing to fly. If they insisted, we busted their ranks, tore off their chevrons on parade, public humiliation, put them on latrine duty if they were lucky. If not, they went to the stockade.
Poor buggers. Heroes one moment, scum the next.
Bomber command was on maximum effort. We were hitting Jerry where it hurt, showing the Ruskies we were still in the war. By God, yes. After Coventry, Plymouth, London, as Bomber Harris put it, they had sown the wind, they would reap the whirlwind.
Yes, but these chaps had the equivalent of shell shock. They didn't deserve to have lack of moral fibre stamped in their pay books, their rank busted, shoved in the glasshouse.
Well, what did they expect, an apology?
Yes.
Get out.
What?
You're fired. How dare you impugn the honour of Bomber Command?
Can I finish my drink?
Very well.
Thank you. I was only saying...
Don't talk shop in the mess.
Will you give me time to pack?
Certainly. All the time you need.
Thank you.
Any idea where you're going?
No. Only came to you as a last resort.
I see. Well, there we are then.
Yeah, there we jolly well are. It's different this time, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I won't back down in saying that those poor buggers who were humiliated, who had done their best, night after night over the Ruhr, over Germany, every mission and major engagement, with a horrendous casualty rate...
Go on.
They did not deserve it.
It had to be done for the greater good.
Well, it certainly wasn't us who decided what that was.
Give me a glass. Have one for the road.
Before you go.
This place is full of spirits, Dennis.
Well, it is a pub.
I remember the first time I came here with Molly. During the war. We managed to get away for a dirty weekend. And came across this pub. On the moor.
Gives me deja vu, Teddy.
We could jump in the banger and stooge down to Land's End. That's if you don't like the joint, old girl.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it.
Except that we're near the point of no return on the jolly old petrol. If we don't get back to base by tomorrow evening, we could get shot for desertion, what?
Stay here. It's very romantic, Skipper.
Oh, wizard prank. I say, what does a chap have to do to get a drink round here? Dance on the table. Shop! Shop! Let's be having you. Don't you know there's a war on? What windowless wonders running this place? What geriatric home guard region?
Oh, calm down, Skipper. Somebody will show up in a minute. Sit down and smoke your pipe.
Yes, right you are, Molly. Mm-hmm. Don't fancy driving much after dark anyway with these roads in a blackout. We could be over a cliff before we do.
Look at these beams. So old and smoky. Stone walls. Shining copper pans. Skipper.
Yes, old girl?
I want you to buy this place after the war and marry me.
In which order?
The reverse. I'd prefer that.
Oh, I say, I hope you're not being suggestive.
And what if I am? Entre nous. I love the smell of your pipe. What is it?
Beau shag. Look, pop behind the bar and rustle up something, will you? See where he hides his scotch, if the Yanks haven't got here first and swirl a lot.
Oh, they're not that bad, the GIs.
And how would you know?
Rumours, darling. Rumours.
Don't want too many of them, what?
Don't worry, Poppy. I'm in love with the Brill Cream boys.
What, all of us?
Yes, one at a time.
Oh, bang on. Good show. Or we'd have had to have the rest of the squadron with us, eh?
Don't be vulgar. Will more whiskey do, darling?
I should say so. It's all right for some. As
all right if you can get it.
You can get anything you like. If you've got the brass cheek to ask for it, darling.
I'll bear that in mind. Tonight. Who left that radio on? It's turning itself on now, is it?
Hello, Skipper.
Where the hell have you been?
I went for a walk down by the cliff. Quite beautiful. I'll be sorry to say goodbye.
Why, where are you going?
Not quite sure. Perhaps Babs will take me in for a little while. I can sleep downstairs.
While she's with her latest beau upstairs. It's pathetic. You should get a divorce. Look, Dennis, I don't know if it's any use to you, but I'm going to need a barman.
You are, because you fired me.
I rather thought I had.
Are you offering me my job, Mac? Because this time I actually feel fired. I can't take the insecurity of it anymore.
I need someone reliable for the season. Now, do you have any references from your last job?
My last job was with you this afternoon.
Well, that's good enough for me. I'll take you on. Now, light the fire. It's getting dark. It's a bit chilly. I think this calls for a drink, don't you, to celebrate your reinstatement?
Well, just the one. After the lunchtime session, I want to take it easy this evening.
Oh, so do I. Oh, we certainly had a few. I went out like a nut. To tell you the truth, I don't remember giving you the push.
Don't you?
But I take your word for it. I must have done. What was it all about this time?
Well, I said it was a damn poor show, castigating, humiliating and punishing air crew.
Don't start, Dennis. Don't talk shop in the mess. I'm warning you. Here. Cheers.
Down the hatch.
Here's looking at you.
Prost.
Ah. Did I ever tell you about Nobby Clark? Coming home on a wing and a prayer after a bad prang over Dusseldorf. Had to ditch the Wellington in a field. Got down all right. Calculated they were somewhere in northern France. They set fire to the plane, as per instructions, and found a local woman attracted by the blaze. Où est la résistance? Asked Nobby, in his very best French. She said, Maystone's 3 miles up the road, my dear. Of course, there was a court of inquiry, but as Nobby bought it on his next off, it was irrelevant.
Yes, yes. Well, it just shows, Skipper. A chap is rather like a sofa.
Pardon?
Like the worn-out sofa you've got in your front room, for instance.
Go on.
Well, it's got so much stuffing, Skipper. No more.
Oh, rather like a chap.
Yeah.
A chap in bomber command, you think?
That's right. Yeah. And when the stuffing's all gone, people should stop sitting on it and send it to the sofa mender.
You mean the upholsterer, or in this case, the duty medical officer?
Correct. Or else what you're left with
is a spring sticking up your arse. Thank you for that homily, Dennis.
Right.
So you accept your new terms of employment?
What are they?
That you never, ever mention my sofa again.
Okay, Sunray, we'll go in out.
Roger.
I'll stay put. After all, I wouldn't want to miss Captain Donnelly, would I?
Well, maybe he won't come back.
Oh, he'll come back all right. Only this time, I'll be waiting for him instead of running.
He's got the goods on you, has he?
We'll find out. I think he's connected to this radio somehow, Teddy. He's connected to the broadcast, connected to the war.
But we're part of a government experiment, you mean? Is that it?
Possibly. Possibly that radio was planted.
Don't ask questions, Dennis. Be like Dad. Keep Mum.
There's something extraordinary going on. Our light bulbs have been popping at an alarming rate recently. There's some beam that's been directed at us. Or maybe we're in a gravitational field or something. It could be coming from that secret military establishment across the moors.
We don't know it's secret. The big house is open to the public Thursdays.
Above ground it is. Well, we know about the Philadelphia experiment, don't we?
What?
They're playing with Einstein's theory of time somewhere in there. You can be sure of it. And our time zone is being polluted.
That's it.
It's an imposition.
Don't complicate things, Dennis. I have enough problems with British summertime. I'm still not sure whether we put the clocks backwards or forwards or sideways.
It's daylight saving.
Well, I haven't saved my daylight. We'll just carry on as normal, all right? Look, we are not privy to matters of defence that are being decided in Whitehall for everybody's good. Ours not to reason why.
Well, that's as spineless as you're likely to get.
Change the subject.
Right. I received a letter from Molly today.
Why is she writing to you?
Well, we're very good friends.
But I'm her husband.
Exactly. She asked me to give you a message.
Oh, that's nice.
She thought it would be better coming from me.
Did she?
Yes. She's had to go into hospital, Teddy, for an exploratory op.
Op? What kind of op?
Medical. Yeah, you're not to worry. Claire will come to stay if you need it.
I don't need my daughter to hold my hand. Claire can come and stay with me when she likes, not out of filial duty.
Oh, I thought you believed in duty.
What I want to know is why didn't Molly write to me?
Because she wanted me to be with you when you heard the news.
It's not that serious, is it?
No, not at all. But you might have started flapping.
I do not flap, Dennis. I am not a flapper. I'm quite able to appraise the situation and take the appropriate action. That's why I was promoted to squadron leader during the war. Because of my ability to face the facts coolly, objectively, without sentiment, and to issue orders. So how bad is it?
We won't know until Molly gets the results.
Results? Oh, God. What am I going to do without her?
You're jumping to conclusions, Teddy. Oh, you better have another drink. Give me a glass.
Well, we'll see it through.
Of course we will.
M for Molly will get home, won't she? On a wing and a prayer. My lucky rabbit's paw has never let me down. It's not going to now.
That's right. Cheers.
Down the hatch.
Chopped away.
Happy landings. Oh, God. It's come to this. Molly on sick parade. Fool kit.
Excuse boots. Oh, cheer up, Skipper. She said you're not to mope. She said you're to face the worst, she wrote, not snivel.
So it is bad news?
No, it's not. Keep your pecker up.
Roger.
And if she doesn't come home, you're to get a new mail order bride from Thailand.
She wrote that?
Yes.
Typical Molly humour. Well, I hope I'm up to it. I don't want to go to the hospital to see her. They're demoralising places.
She doesn't want you there. She's afraid you'll behave like old blood and guts General Patton, tell everyone they're well and get up and go home.
Well, that's a good one. I might like that.
Molly said you've got to keep your sense of humour about this. It's your strongest card. If you hadn't rehired me, you know, I'd have booked in as a guest. At times like this, money's no object.
You haven't got any money.
That's what I'm saying. No object.
Well, I object. How could you have paid the bill?
I'd have given you a check.
He would have bounced.
Yes, but you'd have been no worse off because I'm staying here anyway.
But as an employee, you work here.
Your guests work here.
Well, I spent on a mucky in years.
You had that couple from Tidworth mending the roof last year, putting fresh tiles in.
You mean the chapel fell off?
It's very nice about it. If he hadn't fallen onto his wife, he could have hurt himself badly. Hey, why don't you toddle off into the lounge? Watch a bit of telly before dinner. News, weather forecast. See what's going on in the world.
I won't watch the weather forecast on BBC. That chap they got with a silly face was Met officer for my squadron. He'd no idea what a depression over the Atlantic looked like. Absolutely clueless bugger. Because of him, we lost 3 Halifaxes. Guaranteed us cloud cover over Holland, he did. We were sitting ducks in a full moon to their night fighters. No weather station is too far for him. They just send that shirker to the Shetlands for a session of sheep shacking.
That's the spirit. I'm going to peel some spuds in the kitchen for dinner.
All right. Put that wonky radio on before you go, will you?
We'll go, Skipper.
I just listened to a horse's favorite. Yes. We used to like that one. Molly. No.
One of your favorites, Skipper?
Ah, yes. The radio is helping us to win the war, Molly. It's our secret weapon. We always have it on in the mess while we're waiting on the Met officer to let us know if we've got enough cloud cover to get over the target.
I hear it was a pretty bad show last time.
Oh, par for the course, you know. Don't have enough time to think when you're up there. It's waiting around, I don't like. None of us do. Send us up or call it off. Are we going over the Ruhr tonight or down to the 3 tons for a pint and a game of darts? That's all we want to know. I sometimes think it's worse for you, waiting to see who gets home.
What, from the 3 tons or the Ruhr?
That's a good one. I must remember that, yes.
He's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
Of course. You're a brick, Molly. A real brick. I'm glad we got together.
I'm surprised you took me on, quite honestly, darling.
Are you? I can't think why.
With my reputation.
That's what makes you so alluring, darling. I've got no time for station gossip. I don't know what's going on half the time. My head is in the clouds when my bum isn't up there as well.
I'm not a virgin, you know.
That's all right by me. Nor am I. Well, I don't think I am.
Do you mind being next?
On your list? Certainly not. You're the loveliest girl on the station. I've had my eye on you.
I know.
Do you? Was it that obvious?
Painfully.
Oh, dear. I never thought you'd fancy an old fart like me.
You must be getting on for 29.
And the rest. Is that all right? I'm over the hill, I know.
I like you the way you are.
lewd. Golly.
Anyway, I'm fed up with boys. They move through your life so quickly.
Oh, yes. Fickle?
Dead.
Pardon?
They cause you death as well as me. And guess who won?
I say, that's a bit Agatha Christie for me, old girl.
One of them, one of my boys, wrote me a poem. Johnny, would you like to hear it?
Well, no, I don't like airmen's poetry. I find a lot of it clearing out their lockers. Dreadful stuff. Except Yeats, of course. How's it go, Johnny's poem?
The end.
Yes, but how does it begin?
That is the beginning.
Oh.
In the beginning is the end. Let that be the basis for our friendship. In the end is the beginning. So let love start here and end here and be all here.
Yes. Pity about Johnny. Bought it over Berlin. Put an end to a literary career, obviously, thank God.
Then there was Alex Morton.
Oh, did he write poetry?
No.
He didn't deserve to die then, like Johnny. I remember writing to his next of kin. What can one say? Alex was irreplaceable. No one kept wicket better than Alex, I wrote. He played from the centre of his bat, a woody sound.
Did you mention the war, darling?
Oh, God, I might have forgotten.
Then there was Graham Bell. You remember him?
Oh, splendid chap, old Tinkle. Did George Formby impressions. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by.
I don't know about his George Formby impressions. He didn't do them in bed, fortunately. And I hope you don't.
I say, you've had some bad luck, haven't you, Molly? Three chaps handing in their locker room keys on you.
I'm the bad luck.
Oh, come on.
Then there was Billy McCrindle.
Another one?
I told him one night when he was getting amorous. Steer clear of me, Billy. I'm the squadron Jonah. But he wouldn't. So we did it. And he kept flying.
End of story.
Not quite. A couple of weeks ago, he came to see you, didn't he?
I can't really say.
He knew his number was on it. He told me that he was going to see you and request a transfer from flying duties.
We all thought very highly of Billy McCrindle. On his third tour of ops, he'd volunteer for it, you know. Daily Mirror wanted to interview him. Just sort of thing we need when the going's tough. We couldn't have young Billy showing a yellow streak. I put the stuffing bag in him and sent him on his way, if you must know. It's rotten luck he bought it over Hamburg that night, I must admit.
You killed my fiancé.
Well, he had his egg for breakfast.
We were going to get married.
I'm sorry, Molly, but we couldn't stop the war for that.
You behaved like a bastard. You threatened him with disgrace to keep him upstairs.
I did what I had to do. Let's chuck this, shall we, Molly? We haven't come away from an inquest, have we?
I've no more to say on the subject, Skipper. I'm all yours, darling.
Molly, who put you up to this?
Everyone. They want to see if you'll go through with it. If you'll sleep with me and keep on flying.
I've got my lucky rabbit's paw, old girl. I don't expect any difficulty with the old joystick.
Then we've nothing to worry about, have we? I'd hate to make it five in a row.
Is that why you chose me?
I rather hoped the attraction was mutual. It might have flown. Then breakfast next morning, just we two
alone. You had to go. My ghost come after me through the years. Is it a government experiment in time control? Or memory? Or a fused brain circuit? Is it happening, or did it happen? Or is it the whiskey talking? And all I know is it is real to me, and always will be.
Good morning. Top of the day to you.
Good morning, Captain Donnelly.
I'm glad to get you on your own.
I expect you are.
I'm sorry I didn't make it last night. No sign of the Rams, then?
No, they didn't show up.
Ah, all leave cancelled, eh? Oh, we could be expecting a big push any day now. Pity that I could have stayed here. Well, maybe not. Who knows? You can't change what's done. Or can you? Can you go back and change the past?
Sorry, no can do.
Oh, that's a very conventional approach, if I might say so. No can do. Being challenged at some quarters, I hear.
Look, Donnelly, let's not beat about the bush. We both know the photo is of me, that you're looking for me, aren't you? So what do you want?
You know what I want? Respect. Somebody's got to do my job, Bombardier. Hook down the deserters. You have more respect for the enemy than you have for your own red caps. How do you think that makes me feel? You hate us worse than the Nazis, don't you? But I'm only doing a job. And if you give me a chance, they come over far more human. So tell me, where we have a jar, why you left the front line?
You can F off. I'll soldier no more.
Yes, I know that bit, Bombardier. But I'm here to make it easy for you. You've been absent without leave for 7 months now. I've followed your trail of nylons, whiskey, and American cigarettes from Naples to Nantedra. I just want to know why. Why you left your unit. Just for the crack. If you humor me.
There was a lull in the fighting in Italy, all along the front. God, it was hot in the valley. A river lay between us and the Jerry positions. One day, a Hun, stark naked, jumped out of his trench, ran to the river and dived in. He splashed about a bit, waved to us. Well, next thing, one of our blokes hops out of his trench and into the river he jumps. But soon there was a swimming party, both sides splashing each other. Truce, if you like. We did it daily when the heat was at its worst. Until a new officer came up to our line. Jerry jumped into the river as per usual, but our new Sandhurst issue ordered rapid fire. There was blood in the water, corpses floating everywhere. I rather lost interest in the war after that and slipped away as soon as possible.
You became a pacifist?
No, a black marketeer. I was still determined to be a useful member of society.
Now, that's in your favour. I'm sorry about the disrupted swimming party, Bombardier. It's the sort of thing that gives world wars a bad name. I hope they got that bastard officer later.
Well, one of our chaps would if Jerry didn't.
Good. They've no imagination, Sandhurst standard issue. They do everything by the book. But we don't have to, do we?
It depends on what you've got in mind.
We want you back in Italy.
You're not shipping me back to the front. I'd only go AWOL again.
We want you back in Naples. There are certain gentlemen we want to keep an eye on, and you know them already.
We?
Army intelligence. Now, we've got to fit you up with a story, though.
Say
you try to make an escape. I winged you, not too badly, made you unfit for active service. Then you'd really be useful to us. A bitter man, ready to betray his country for a small fortune. Or you could go to the stockade, where my pals will beat the living shit out of you.
I'll go for the small fortune, thank you.
I'll call back later, then.
Right.
It's a lovely field out the back, so it is. A great field. God, I'd love a field like that. Does it go with the place?
It certainly does.
That's all a man needs, wouldn't you say? A good field to keep him happy.
I'm more the town type myself.
Well, it takes all sorts to make a world. You'll be commissioned, Bombardier. You'll be one of us. Think of that. You'll no longer be the prey. You'll be the hunter.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Playtime.
For God's sake, Dennis, don't sit on your BPM all day listening to that bastard radio. Oh, it will bewitch you.
We've got to get rid of that radio set, Skipper. It's malevolent. I'll fetch a hammer to it.
You do no such thing, Dennis. I paid 10 bob for that in Penzance Market. Do you really think I should visit Molly in hospital? I mean, seriously, what does Claire think?
She thinks it will upset you to see Molly.
Why, what does she look like?
She looks like Molly in a hospital bed. Look, Claire's looking after everything. Your daughter's ultra-efficient. She says she'll phone when she's any news.
But I want her to know that I love her.
Molly does know that, Teddy. It will only upset you to go.
Then it is serious.
Molly's never serious. She's got too big a heart for that. Fair path, Molly. You'll never get her down. Are we downhearted?
Never. So, let's get on with it.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
I know, Dennis.
What do you know?
I know that as soon as I get planning permission to turn that field of mine into a caravan site, this place will be worth a king's ransom. And you want me to sell now? Are you mad? You've no head for business at all, have you, Dennis?
But the local council won't give you permission. They're trying to force you out. You're a foreigner as far as they're concerned. You've only been here 20 years.
But I fought to save this country from the heel of the Nazi, including Cornwall. I often wish I hadn't. I sell to one of the cronies of the council, and then they'll get the planning permission, won't they? Well, I've got friends in high places who can pull a few strings. I was invited to the 25th Bomber Command reunion dinner. I was the guest speaker.
You would have been if you got there. You got pissed in Penzance instead.
You didn't put me on the train.
I did. You got off at Exeter.
I didn't know it was Exeter, as I woke up next morning in the station hotel.
But to put it bluntly, you blew it. What happened to the wreath you took up to lay on the war memorial in Whitehall?
I think I gave it to a tart in the cathedral close.
Well, I hope she was going to the funeral. You blotted your copybook, that's for sure.
Yes, I didn't get my customary Christmas card from the Air Ministry last year, so I cancelled my subscription to the British Legion. Tit for tat, bugger them.
Don't be too proud, Skipper. One day you might need to go into an RAF home.
I'm not going without you.
Well, I'm ex-army.
Well, we'll disguise you, grow your moustache out a bit, give you a cravat. Devil brew cream up there.
Don't be silly. Top of my head would look like a skating rink. Oh, forget it, Skipper.
Forget the lot of them. Bunch of armchair aviators.
Captain Donnelly was in this morning. Oh, I think he was anyway. If appearances are anything to go by.
What did he want? I don't like him snooping around. What year did you think it was?
About 1943. Trouble was, I thought it was 1943 as well.
Well, you never had a sense of time, Dennis. What was he chuntering on about?
Oh, this and that.
What did he want?
Nothing much. He admired your field.
But he's after my field. My field? My God, I knew it. He's in with that local gang. They've sent him along. Sell the field off first. The whole property's useless.
Now, that local bigwig. He's intelligent. He's from that military establishment. You can be sure of that.
So they want this place. They want my field. My God. I should have emigrated to Rhodesia when I had the chance. England's finished. There's one decent field left in the world, and they're all after it. Well, they're not going to get it. It's my field.
Don't be paranoid, Skipper. Captain Donnelly's not come about your field. He's looking for a deserter who's hoofed it from the front line in Italy. That's me, chum. That's my war record. Oh, and by the way, Captain Donnelly did me a favour once. He shot me in the foot. He keeps shooting me in the foot. You see, we're trapped in serial time. It's damned uncomfortable, painful.
I'm not interested in your confessions, in or out of time. Don't shed your tears on my coke lapels, please, Ducky.
I'm putting the record straight between us, man to man.
I see.
After a bit, I worked for Army Intelligence, hanging around the black market in Naples.
Surprising I didn't bump into you, old man. I'd have bought some nylons. It's your round, and make them large ones.
We'll go, Sunray.
Roger.
Anyway, I feel better for having told you.
Bully for you.
Better out than in.
Do you think so? I doubt it.
Oh, yes. Ah, cheers.
Down the hatch.
Chock's awake.
Happy landings. Claire, we'll telephone?
Yes.
One way or the other?
Look.
No. It's all decided, Dennis. It's kismet. When your number's on it, that's it.
Molly's not over Hamburg, for God's sake, caught in a bomber's moon.
She might as well be.
Yes, but you got your lucky rabbits, poor Skipper. Lady Luck?
Molly hated Lady Luck. She said the bitch had ruined her life. I was welcome to her, she said. She was my mistress. She was my true love.
You were always faithful to Molly, Skipper.
After a fashion, yes. I married Molly. I did the decent thing by her. A white wedding. This squadron morale, no end of good. The skipper had married the station Jonah, what? That put pay to all the superstitious nonsense going the rounds, demoralizing one and all. But I'm not such a hero, you know. I refused to consummate the nuptials with Molly until after the war. Well, damned if I was going to chance it, even with my lucky rabbit's paw. Four blokes before me, Dennis, had gone down in flames after sleeping with Molly. Do you blame me?
I couldn't. No, Skipper.
You see, I lack the moral fibre.
Rubbish. When did you eventually make love to Molly?
We never did. She'd gone off the idea after the war. I rather think she rather lost respect for me.
But, Claire, She's your daughter?
No, she isn't. Minnie McCrindle's girl, actually. Fathered her the night before he bought it.
Well, these things happen in wartime.
Often, yes. Of course, Claire doesn't know.
She doesn't need to know.
I hope not. Look, Dennis, I always knew when an aircraft was a goner. I've got that feeling now.
What do you mean, Skipper?
You know what I mean. M for Molly. She won't return to base.
It's something we don't know yet.
It's something I know. Well, come on, man. We're not going to sit around here like wet weekends waiting for that phone to ring. I know Claire will call, and I know what she's going to say.
No news is good news.
She's bought it, Dennis. Molly's gone for a Burton. She's handed in her locker room key. Wipe her off the board. There's a good chap.
How the hell do you know?
Because I've been in the game long enough. I always know. Right enough of this. Come on. We're going to the Penzance.
I say, wizard thing.
Don't be facetious, Bombardier. Your OC transport.
Right. I'll get the Morris Minor revved up, ready for takeoff. Oh, we'll take that radio into town now before we change our minds. I might put in this afternoon's auction. We could get 10 bob for it, if someone buys it.
Yeah. Let some other bugger take the flak.
We'll go, Sunray.
You know, I might sell off at that. Mortar doesn't sound a bad idea.
You'll need a barman.
You'll need a George Cross. Come on, you wingless wonder. Don't forget the radio.
I've already got it.
How you ever got an egg for breakfast? I'll never know.
Richard Briers was Teddy, Brian Murphy, Dennis, James Ellis, Donnelly, and Francis Jeter, Molly, in Lack of Moral Fibre by John Antrobus. The play was directed by John Tideman.